relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. Welcome back, dear friends. I have a question for you. It's not rhetorical, it's not hypothetical, it's not even philosophical. When is a COVID not a COVID? I think somebody can help answer that question is the host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com, your favorite West Coast warrior, none other than Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, welcome.
I love it. You give me that. You start me off giving me those big questions. When is a COVID not a COVID?
And what is a French laundry? And what do you do there?
So you're like Karnak.
I'm confused. I thought a laundry is where you clean your undies. What is
it? The French laundry is much different than the speedy laundry that I go to, you know, Bob's cheap laundry.
$2 a shirt.
Yeah, it's a little different. So the French laundry is maybe the fanciest, ritziest restaurant in all of California.
Ooh, it's perfect for you if you care for the working class, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to send a message.
Power to the people.
You are one of us, right? You go to the French laundry. I'll tell you,
just to
put it in perspective.
What's expensive?
I can tell you. So the menu, first of all, is not a real menu. You are handed the chef's tasting menu when you get there. And you can choose, I think, like 7, 14, or 21 courses. Not even kidding.
21.
Yeah, I think that's the top. And so
Does it have sweetbreads, ocelot spleen, wolf nipple chip, all that good stuff?
A wolf nipple chip?
Hey,
do you
come
dip
on,
that in
you
ranch?
Don't know Monty Python?
Do you
get
dip
them
that
while
in
they're
ranch?
Hot, they're lovely. Come on. I'm
it
not
does
dead
have,
yet. You are
it
now.
It does have some of that stuff.
Okay.
But Thomas Keller's a chef. He's fantastic. This is an amazing restaurant. Like, world-renowned. People come to Napa to go there.
But why is it called a laundry?
So, I don't know. Oh. That's a weird thing. But the plates, $300 for the 7-course, around $450 for the 14-course, and then it's $800 for the 20-course.
How much?
Like, around $800.
For one person?
Yes, for one person.
Okay, so why are we talking about
it? The corkage fee? If you want to bring your own wine,
bottle?
So
right.
You can buy, by the way, you can buy off their wine list, which is recommended. They do all the pairings and all of that. But if you want to bring your own wine in, let's say you've got a bottle of Two-Buck Chuck that you just have to crack
some
into.
Some Thunderbird. Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to cost you $152 because the corkage fee is $150 just to bring your own wine and open it in the restaurant and pour it in one of their glasses. It's $150. So it's
can
pricey.
Can I get that job?
I know, right?
I like that job. Because how long does it take to open a bottle? I mean, what, maybe 30 seconds? $152. I'll
take it. A couple of twists of the wrist and ready to go.
There are lawyers who don't get paid that well in D.C.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely out of the question.
So it's expensive. And the reason we talk
about it. But why are we talking about it?
Because Gavin Newsom, our governor in California, he's had a really bad couple of weeks. First of all, a judge, and actually it started with an assemblyman. Assemblyman Kevin Kiley challenged the authority of Gavin Newsom to impart about 58 executive orders all in the name of COVID since March on California.
58?
8.
And so Kevin Kiley went to court, and a judge actually ruled in favor of Kevin Kiley, saying that Gavin Newsom did go overboard with his authority, and they actually put a limitation on his ability to issue executive orders moving forward. That was number one.
What kind? I'm just curious. What, he can only do 30 a month? I mean, what?
No, he can't do any right now. His power is frozen because the stuff that he's doing, preventing people from going to church, preventing businesses from being allowed to open. They're saying that's far beyond the power of the governor and that the state legislature needs to be involved. They were not. So you have that coupled with the fact that also he got in trouble from another judge who said he had gone overboard with his power in rolling out universal mail-in voting in California because he did that to protect us all from going to the polling places. So universal mail-in was rolled out. Gavin Newsom got slapped for rolling it out, saying that he went above and beyond his authority to do that. He needed other approvals. So he's already in trouble. Then he goes to the French Laundry, gets caught by the San Francisco Chronicle at a birthday party for his friend. It was a 50th birthday party, but he was there with about 20 different people, and they were from multiple households. Now, this came on the same
day. That's a felony, isn't it, in California?
Basically, yeah. If you have fun in California, it's a felony automatically. And so it came the same day that he issued a travel warning because he no longer can order. He can no longer issue executive orders. He can only send out things like travel advisories, and he sent it out on California saying that you cannot travel over state lines. You can't leave for Thanksgiving unless you quarantine for 2 weeks. And, you know, he created this whole thing. Then he goes out and says, California can't be with people from multiple households. Yet he went to a birthday party where he sat at the French Laundry with people from outside of his household, got caught red-handed, and he issued the worst, I mean, pathetic, terrible apology to California. Because he got caught.
Was it really an apology, Jen?
No, well, he did say he was sorry and that it was the wrong thing and that he should have gotten up and left. But here's why I throw the white flag on this apology from Gavin Newsom. Now, you've been to parties before, right, Seb?
Yeah.
How many people are usually at parties? I mean, is it fair to say more than one?
If it's
called a party?
Many.
Right.
Many.
So Gavin Newsom says, well, I went in and my friend, he'd been planning his 50th birthday for a long time. My wife and I decided that we would go and we should have left when we walked into the restaurant. Excuse me, how many people do you think come to a party? It's not like you and Joe sitting at the table.
Should have left. Why did you go?
Exactly. I mean, you know what a party is. And then the great thing is he said, but we were outdoors. We were complying with all of the rules of the restaurant. And, you know, but it did look bad. And I apologize. Well, it turns out, because now there have been pictures released of this event, the group, according to other diners at the restaurant, said that they complained because this group was so loud that they actually had to shut the door on the party. Now, we can only do outdoor dining in California. If you have to shut the door on a party, does that make it seem like you're outdoors? Or does that seem like you might be indoors?
Indoors.
Yeah, I think
Did I get it right?
I think, ding, ding, ding. I think you scored another point. So this guy, I swear, he has totally looked like a hypocrite, and it's enraging people. This Recall Gavin 2020 effort that's been going on in the state has picked up steam, not only because of all of the overreach with the executive orders, but because he is he's been outed as a hypocrite. And do you know where the California State Legislature is today?
Maui?
Yeah, aloha. They're sitting with Don Ho drinking tiny bubbles.
Are they in their little, boy in the bubble suits?
That's exactly where they are. And their families are with them. They received the trip with lobbyists to go to Maui to have a planning meeting about COVID closures. And what are the rest of us doing? Well, we're being told by the government that we can't celebrate Thanksgiving. Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, said, guys, don't get a turkey this year. Get a chicken. You need to have smaller people. You need small. Yeah, he said not to get a turkey because it feeds too many people. He said, instead, think chicken.
I do not. This is now. We have entered a Monty Python skit. You are not serious, are you?
I promise you. He was on MSNBC this weekend. This past
weekend
on Saturday.
Don't buy a turkey because it's too large.
Get a chicken. Yeah.
Okay. What about Tweety Pie? Should we get Tweety Pie?
individual.
Tweety tat.
I love Tweety, actually. But yeah, this is what we've come to. It's, they're telling us what to serve for Thanksgiving, who should be there. Meanwhile, they're in Maui. They're taking pictures. Dianne Feinstein was photographed without a mask on. Yeah, you've got Gavin Newsom, who's eating dinner inside at a restaurant with 20 other people, and Nancy Pelosi getting her hair cut in a closed-down salon. This is the hypocrisy that is going to drive California at least back to the middle.
That was a setup, don't you know, Jennifer?
Tell me.
She was set up.
Pelosi, oh, I know.
By the hairdresser.
Right. By that evil salon owner who forced her in.
So let's just be clear here. He only apologized because he got caught, Jennifer.
Oh, absolutely. If the San Francisco Chronicle had no pictures of this, if they
and what is he? Hang
forward,
on, let's stop there. Who is this idiot? I really don't think, you know, he might have nice hair product in his quiff, but I'm not sure he was at the front of the line when they handed out brain cells. You said it is the swishiest place to go and eat. Mm-hmm. What does he think? Does he think nobody has a cell phone with a camera in it?
Well, that's just it.
How dumb is he?
They get so arrogant. They think that they can just get away with it. And what can people do? He's going to apologize if he gets caught. And can they stop him? And the answer to that question is probably no. But when you start to infuriate people, and you have had already, I mean, he's only been governor 2 years. There have already been 3 recall attempts. The one that's happening right now was slowed down because of COVID, but it is picking up steam. And there was actually even an article, if you can believe it, in the LA Times about people being outraged over the hypocrisy of the state legislature being in Maui and the governor being at the French Laundry. Because we are now being put under curfew in LA County. They're talking about a statewide curfew because, you know, we follow the science here in California.
Yes.
And coronavirus, you can only be infected at 10:30 p.m., not at 9:45.
No, so, and only if you go to Trump rallies, not to BLM rallies.
That's right.
We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now. She's busted 10,000 followers on Twitter. Whoa. Follow this lady right now at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. This is America First. If you like what you're hearing, and Jen will be back after this break, support the great Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Get more than 60% off if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Promo code GORKA at MyPillow.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Great music, not just for our guests, but also because it's Charlie's Angels, for those who are watching on YouTube, by the way. And I want you, this Christmas season, to be an angel. Did you know that there are, today, more than 2.5 million children in America who will spend Christmas separated from an incarcerated parent? Their mother or their father is in prison. And we help break the cycle of those children feeling ashamed and being punished for the mistakes of their parents by sending them a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and a message of love and hope from their imprisoned mother or father. Our goal this year is to deliver gifts for 300,000 children. Will you help? Each child, it's just $22 to send them a Christmas gift, a Bible, and a message from their mother or father. If you donate $1,000, that's 50 children. But any amount makes a difference. Please help. Be a modern missionary. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. Help them today. Call 888-206-2794. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's sebgorka.com. And click on the Angel Tree banner. That's sebgorka.com, Angel Tree. Or call them today. 888-206-2794. Please help to make as many Christmases for these children
just a little bit brighter. God bless you all. It is that time of the week. We are connecting by Skype, by Comrex, by all kinds of incredible Ethernet-connected technologies to Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, we have been told for nigh on 3 weeks now, maybe for even longer, there is no such thing as election fraud. Unless it's the Russians, then, right, of course. But domestically, Americans never do that. What happened yesterday in L.A. County?
Oh, this is a peach. And how many times have I said to you when we talk on this program that as California goes, right, so does the rest of the country.
We don't want California eyes America, right?
Right. We don't want to California the rest of the country. Right. And what the country is seeing right now is California policies being rolled out, voter fraud strategies being rolled out across the country. So here's what happened yesterday. And this guy, I did some digging around, a real weirdo, Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Montenegro. Imagine having to sign that on all of your documents, the world's longest name.
But he has more than one name.
He does. Well, as you would.
I mean, as you would.
Creep, right. Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Montenegro and Marcus Raul Arvelo both allegedly submitted over 8,000 registration applications on behalf of homeless people over a 4-month period. So from July until October, these two guys went out and started registering people. And I put people in air quotes because they made up names. Sometimes they paid homeless people. And this scandal has happened before with our homeless population where they've used people's identities, then end up sending the ballots other places and doing God knows what with them. So these two are accused of not only forging documents, of voter fraud. This one guy, Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Montenegro, is actually, if he's convicted of all of this, he could serve 15 years and 8 months in prison. Now, this is someone who wanted to run as mayor of Hawthorne, which is a city in the suburbs of Los Angeles. And he got caught because, well, Darwinism, I think, was at play. He registered all of these people, different names, but then he had them sent to just two addresses.
Genius! And so
it has to be really bad for California.
4,000 people per address?
That's right. And it has to be pretty bad in California for them to actually pay attention to something like this, because literally, and I have lost faith in the system in California. I'm losing faith, as I think we all are across the country, in our registrar of voters, in our Secretary of State, to actually keep clean and accurate voter rolls. And so for this red flag to go up, that like 4,000 voter registrations were going to one address, I give props to California for that. So they find this guy, they realize what he's done, and they arrest him and charge him yesterday with over 8 felony counts. There's all different types of charges that are being thrown his way. But I think the real lesson here is what happens when you have a universal mail-in system. It's something, right, I've been screaming about on my program for months now. It's about change. It's what we've seen states do that we're now seeing, you know, contested elections in. What happens when you have a universal mail-in is that there's no accountability. When you have an absentee ballot, it's someone who has called in and or filled out a form to request that absentee
they
ballot.
They want it. They're looking for it in the mail. Right.
Absolutely right. When you have universal mail-in, how many instances of this on a smaller scale, maybe not 4,000 or 8,000 like we hear about in this particular case in Hawthorne in L.A. County yesterday, but how many instances of people registering twice, 10 times, 200 times? How many times do people do that, then collect up the ballots and vote? And we will never be able to track that. That's what's so troubling about this system, is that we're talking about real instances now with President Trump and with voter fraud in the 2020 election. These are the irregularities we know about. How often does stuff like this happen? And 8,000 votes matter. We have a congressional race that's happening right now in Simi Valley, Katie Hill's district, the old one, where the incumbent Republican Mike Garcia is up right now by 422 votes over Christy Smith.
Wow.
That election was split last week by 100 votes.
Wow.
So they haven't even called this one yet. And imagine, you have 8,000 voters just from this guy alone that are floating around out there. This matters. It's going to matter in states like Georgia if this happens. It would matter in states like Nevada or Arizona on a large scale if this kind of thing is allowed to happen. And yet we don't see people really wanting to acknowledge that this is going on. In fact, I was stunned yesterday listening to the testimony of Jack Dorsey in the Senate when Ted Cruz has to ask him, do you believe that there's voter fraud? Because it's Twitter's position that this is like a conspiracy theory. Nobody wants to acknowledge that this is happening. And one time is too much, not tens of thousands of times like we're seeing these last couple of weeks.
No. And on that note, in just the last few seconds we have left, people are rushing from San Francisco to Georgia to help the Democrats win control of the Senate. I'm just curious, Jen, do any of these people know that's a felony to move to another state for the purposes of voting in an election?
They are organizing, and this is no joke. This story has been spread all over California. There was a group of people in San Francisco trying to organize and move to Georgia so that they could participate and vote in the runoff election on January the 5th. There was a group in Long Beach, California, which is not part of the story that we've been looking at, a group in Los Angeles. These are people who are making plans to try to go influence the election, so much so that the Georgia Secretary of State had to come out and remind everyone that this is a felony, that you cannot just go and move into a fake, you know, crummy motel room and cast your vote and expect it to be counted. But Georgia's going to have to be on the lookout for this. We all are, because this is what people are going to try.
Why would you want to do that? Oh, I know. Because you can't win fairly and squarely. That's what the Democrat Party has become. Follow this lady right now on Twitter, Jennifer Horner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. T2t.org. Thank you.
What do you want to have happen with those 700,000 votes? The ballots are already mixed in. Do you just
want
700,000 votes deducted from Biden's total?
We want to make sure that conversation happens. You're trying to say this is done and over.
I'm not saying it's done and over. I'm asking where you're going to find the votes to pull ahead. Where are the votes to pull ahead?
This is now my third time to try to get this answer out. The legal path ahead exists here because there are clear constitutional violations that enhance. Keep snarking,
okay,
you know,
so,
making
so
your faces
happens?
And rolling
Aaron,
your
Aaron,
eyes,
Aaron,
Leland.
Take me through.
I get it. I get
what
you guys spent
Aaron,
years trying to run up a Russia hoax against the president.
It's very simple.
I'm trying
what
to say
happens?
This is over.
How does the president?
And the hypocrisy continues because you know what?
How
Hillary
does the
Clinton
president
said, don't concede to Joe Biden.
What do you want
but
to have happen to 700,000 votes?
That this is.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear, what is happening at Fox News? Seriously, that guy, I never heard of him before, Leland Vittert. I bet that name's made up. But I think he's at the wrong station. I think he's on the wrong cable news network. But the lady he wasn't interviewing, he was arguing with, acquitted herself admirably. She's Erin Perrine. She is director of press communications for the Trump campaign, and we are delighted to have her on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Erin, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just curious. We've got to talk about what the campaign's doing, where the legal battles and the recounts stand just at the moment. But I'm curious, when, as an old hand at Fox, somebody who's been on it for years and years and years, were you expecting any of that treatment?
Well, you know, actually with Leland, I was. I had been on with him before, and he rolled his eyes, and he tries to be very snarky and kind of rude and condescending. So I expected that, but I went in prepared to have our conversation, and he interrupted me in my first answer. And when that happened, I knew what was going to happen for the remaining portion of the interview. So at that point, I was ready to go, and I've got no problem defending myself and the president.
Follow this lady right now on Twitter, Erin Perrine, P-E-R-R-I-N-E. Let me ask you the very simple question. It may sound rhetorical, but shouldn't anyone, Mr. Vittert, or anyone in America, want to stand by the very simple statement of our commander-in-chief that every legal vote should be counted? Isn't that a reasonable demand?
Yeah, I mean, you would think it could be a rhetorical question, and it is a reasonable assertion to make, and a thing for us to want to work on is that every legal vote is counted and counted once. But Democrats are trying to politicize this and say that this is done, this is over, that the president and the campaign are done. But they're wrong. I mean, look at the Georgia recount just in the last few days. We have three counties where uncounted ballots are being found. And that's just part of Georgia, let alone the 700,000 ballots in Pennsylvania that were counted outside the bounds of the United States Constitution and the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause for us to be able to view the counting of those. We have discrepancies in state after state. We know that ballots have been double counted in some of these states. This shouldn't be contentious. We should want to know we have an accurate outcome to this election.
Explain this concept, because I think this is going to be a pivotal one if these cases should make it up to the Supreme Court. And this is the Equal Protections Clause. What are we talking about when it applies to votes and ballots of U.S. citizens?
So we're currently pursuing Equal Protection Clause violations in two states, one being Michigan and the other being Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, we were treated unequally to Democrats. Republicans were treated differently than Democrats, and that falls under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. In Democrat counties in Pennsylvania, before Election Day, they were feeling the mail-in ballots that had come in to feel if there had been a secondary security envelope contained within. If that envelope was not felt to be contained, in these Democrat counties, they were calling voters and saying, you need to cast a provisional ballot. Republicans were not doing that because you were not allowed to do that. That is an equal protection violation.
Okay, hang on. This is fascinating. So let's break this down for a second. You need the second envelope in Pennsylvania, the security envelope. The Democrat or officials, whatever you want to call them, were feeling these mailed-in ballots to see if that secondary envelope was inside. And when they couldn't feel it, they, what do they call it, curated or tried to cure those ballots with the Democrat voters, but the Republicans didn't. Therefore, it's a violation of the equal rights under the Constitution.
That's correct. That's exactly right. Democrats were given different access to cure their ballots than Republicans were, because Republicans were following the rules.
Yeah.
And secondary to that, we had 700,000 votes that Republicans were blocked from being able to view being counted, but Democrats were. Again, that's a violation of equal protection. And in Michigan, our equal protection claim is similar to that secondary one in Pennsylvania.
We'll talk about Michigan and the other cases in a moment. In the meantime, follow this lady. She's with the Trump campaign. She's responsible for press relations, Erin M. Perrin. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in daily pain and you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this incredible product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. Just listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Deborah? Of course you do. You've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Take it morning and night like I do, and I guarantee it, my promise to you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for Deborah, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
on the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
You know who else is on the side of the U.S. Constitution? He loves America. You've heard him from the Rose Garden. One of the president's biggest supporters, Mike Lindell, and he supports this station as well. And because you're a friend of America First, he's going to give you the biggest discounts ever, more than 60% of his MyPillow line if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Not $69.98, $29.98 if you use my name. Do it now. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I'm always flummoxed. I'm bemused when people see my name written down and they say, how do you pronounce that? Well, you pronounce it Fengelengte Geschoss, clearly. No, it's like it's written, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Not very confusing, I hope. But I'm glad I asked our guest how she prefers to have her name pronounced. She's Erin Perini. I'll have some ossobuco and some Chianti with that. It's spelled P-E-R-R-I-N-E. Director of Press Communications, a real warrior. You saw her on Fox. Bite Leland Vittitz's head off, most deservedly. Director of Press Communications is the apt thing for her to be doing in the Trump campaign. We were halfway through a discussion. Give us the latest update. Georgia, we were talking about what's going on in Pennsylvania, what's going on in Nevada. What is the state of play, Erin?
Absolutely. So the Georgia recount continues. They are finding ballots. Three counties have found ballots that were not counted originally. And we are still going into the audit phase where we will vet, you know, secondary. And in Michigan, we have our active lawsuits currently there where we are looking at, again, the equal protection violation where in Wayne County in Detroit, our election observers were not allowed to observe the way that Democrats were for the vote count. And as Republicans yesterday tried to stand up and say they would not certify the election, they were threatened, they were bullied, they were attempted to be humiliated by the Democrats there, and they conceded to certification of the election, even though they had major concerns about the fact that there is clear discrepancies between the numbers of voters and votes cast in Wayne County in Michigan. We're continuing to pursue that. Today, we filed for a recount in two counties in Wisconsin, Dane County, where Madison, Wisconsin sits, and Milwaukee County, where the city of Milwaukee sits. Those two areas where we know there are huge discrepancies and major concerns when it comes to the absentee ballot process there, where we know people were voting absentee without having applied for it. And in Nevada, we filed contests on that election as well. We know there were systemic issues in these states that we are trying to address to make sure we get this election outcome correct. And anything less than doing so would be an abject failure for the American people.
Well, God bless you. If I may exploit this, what do they say? Exploit the chair's position right now. As the host of this show, I spoke to the president on Thursday. I gave him my recommendations. He told me that you are going to investigate and pursue all legal avenues, which is exactly right. However, there is a political path to victory. It involves the Electoral College, the state houses, and the certification by the secretaries of state. And, you know, I'm very glad. I've spoken to the campaign, and I've heard that Rudy is really has brought things around. He started to coordinate far more aggressively and centrally. But there needs to be, and I'll tell the president if I talk to him next, there needs to be more of a central communication of, you know, we are finding, because of the great work of people at the Federalist, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, and so forth, and Breitbart, the instances of fraud. But there needs to be, like the COVID virus, a daily briefing from somebody on the campaign to say, look, these are the latest developments in the 24 hours. This is what we're seeing. And that's why this election or that election cannot be certified. Do you think that's possible? Could we see that as the crunch to December 14th comes closer, a more concerted strategic communications effort, Erin?
Well, you know, we are out there every day on the front lines, on television and on radio, fighting for the president. I don't have anything to announce on that front, but it's certainly something that I think can be taken into consideration to make sure that every step of the way we are continuing to get that message out there, because it gets harder and harder every day as you know, the networks try and shut us off and block us out from getting the truth out there.
And your comments, we know the delightful little elves at Media Matters monitor our show. What is your message to those who say, come on, just get over it, Trump world. You lost and there's nothing wrong with this election.
Well, I think that that's absolutely wrong. And the facts bear to the proof that that is wrong. We continue. We had over 11,000 instances of election integrity issues reported to our hotline on the campaign. We're going to pursue each and every one of those. And let's remember, the media was so quick to say previously that this election was going to take a while to get it right because of mail-in voting, because of the changes. But because the media's favored candidate in Joe Biden is the one that they want to say has won, they want to anoint him as the winner, they are now saying, oh, this is done and over with, and they are being hypocrites. And so Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden, don't concede on Election Day. And they said, don't believe the outcome that you'll see. So now that we aren't conceding and we are challenging the outcome, it's on us that we got it wrong? Absolutely not. They need to just take a beat, take a minute, and realize it's going to take some patience and some time. But that is worth it for the integrity of the United States to make sure we get this right.
Well, we put it on our sound box, our instant replay here. We have one message for the president and his team and to all who came to the incredible Trump rally this weekend where I also spoke. And it's a very simple one. It's thanks to one of our listeners who reminded us of the movie where it came from.
From the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
Of course, that is from Red Tails. Follow her on Twitter right now. She is the head of press communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, Erin M. Perrine, P-E-R-R-I-N-E. God bless, and I can't wait to see you on Fox again. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, across the nation to hundreds of stations. Millions of listeners and viewers, subscribe now. Just go to America First Sebastian Gorka on YouTube. Hit the subscription button and the notifications bell twice and you'll never miss a thing. And if you're watching us now on video, do the right thing. Hit that like button. This is America First. If you're calling us, please don't call us from one of those big cell phone company cell phones. Why? Because you know they're not on our side. They're not on America's side. If you're with Big Mobile at the end of the month, guess what? You pay your bill, and then they donate to things like Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations or even Democrat candidates. Why would you pay for those who hate America? Don't do it. Don't subsidize the other side. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, right now. They're on your side. They're conservative. They donate to First Amendment, freedom of religion, culture of life, and Second Amendment organizations. You can keep your old phone number, get amazing deals with my name. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do it today. It's not an accident. Of all the cell phone companies, they are rated number one in customer satisfaction across the nation. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Honestly, I mean, yes or no? Is he the legitimately elected president of the United States when he raises his hand?
We're counting on our law enforcement community to get to the bottom of these questions.
Do you agree with John Lewis? Do you agree that Donald Trump is, in effect, not a legitimate president?
I think that there's no question that the process that elected him was not legitimate.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate for all the reasons.
Okay.
Do you believe, Congressman, that Donald Trump will be a legitimate president?
The legitimacy questions come up.
And the fact that Donald Trump can't stand hearing that somehow he's not a legitimate president.
And
that he won fewer votes than Hillary
Clinton.
Can't
bear to tell him the truth.
And now the delegitimization of the presidency is taking hold within the country.
Do you think it was a legitimate election?
I think that there are lots of questions about its legitimacy.
My question to you is, was it a legitimate election? Does it count?
Oh, my personal view is that it was not a legitimate election.
So it doesn't count?
That's what they've been doing for 4 years. And guess what? He was president, he is president, and until the Electoral College votes, if it votes, he is the president of the United States. And you don't get to doubt it and question it for 4 years and then suddenly turn on a dime and say, ooh, there's nothing wrong with this election. No fraud. 8,000 ballots fraudulently filled out by two men in San Francisco, in L.A.? No, that's not a problem. Don't look over there. There's no man behind the curtain. People not being allowed in to view the counting of the ballots. Sudden reversals of certification and then re-reversals a few minutes later because of the cancel culture and the mainstream media's assault on those who actually want a free and fair election. Sorry, Democrats. You may like your $100 per gallon ice cream. You may think that you are Marie Antoinette and some kind of royalty, but you don't get to have your cake and eat it. We will fight, we will fight, we will fight. The president's lawyers, as you've heard, as you saw yesterday in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, are pushing every legal remedy, as all Americans should welcome, whichever party you're from, if you believe that elections shouldn't be stolen. But in the meantime, there is a political path, and it's up to us. You can put pressure, you can get on the streets, you can call, you can write your state house, your state representatives, your chief clerks, your secretaries of state. That's where the election is certified. That's where the Electoral College electors are chosen. There's too much fraud, and they can't certify, and they can't choose the electors. Then we have a contingent election in the House, and Donald Trump is re-elected. Let's do it. Let's do it now. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.